This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أدل لا ومن يتلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Firstly, we like to remind ourselves, me, myself, and to all the brothers and sisters who have been with us since the beginning of Ramadan, Alhamdulillah. This is the first weekend of our Ramadan. Now, it is very important for all of us to look into ourselves. Are we getting better from day to day? Is our iman getting stronger, or we are just the same? Allah Rabbul Alameen loves us to try our best to move from is Muslim to mu'min, mu'min to muttaqin. That's why fasting is only an obligation upon the believer. When a person has no iman, there's no need for him to fast. Number one, Allah in the Quran said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam. He is just calling the believer, not just anyone. So any one of us who are fasting, that means you are under the category of a believer, alhamdulillah. And that's why the Prophet said, Man soma Ramadana imanan wahtisaban. Whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan with iman, not just for the sake, I'm fasting, I follow the majority, no. And when Allah said about fasting, at the end of the ayah that was recited by the imam in which prayer? Maghrib or Isha prayer? Isha prayer. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala allazina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. At the end is Allah want us to attain taqwa. Inshallah, every one of us can reach that level if you start to look into yourself. What is a muttaqin? A muttaqin is a person like how the first generation and the second and the third generation react. When Allah command them to do something, when the Prophet showed them how to do something, their response is so straightforward. Sami'na wa ta'ana. I listen, I obey. Khalas. No second thoughts. We know what Allah said. A true believer have no doubts about what Allah and the Prophet want him to do. When there is a command, they say, Sami'na wa ata'na. Now let us look into ourselves now. Are we having that kind of feeling? Have we developed that kind of feeling? If not, then we have to get ourselves ready. That means almost 5-6 days, there's no improvement. But you still have the rest of Ramadan to help you. But if you keep on failing, that is not a good sign. Every night, we always remind each other for the sake of Allah. Why? Because it's a duty for those who know to inform those who knows not. We are not here to judge anybody, no. We are here to help one another. Allah said, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى بِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. Always be ready to help one another. To do what? To do something that pleases Allah. Birr. Something that Allah like us to do. At the end of the day, if you do that, everybody will gain taqwa. The one who doing this will become muttaqin. The one who respond also a muttaqin. This morning, every Saturday, we have ongoing classes for every Muslim, but we are focusing on the basic. Still, we are focusing on the foundation. When you say foundation, 5 pillars of Islam. So we talk about prayer. One of the pillars is prayer. And we have been praying every day. Alhamdulillah. Every night without fail, alhamdulillah. But let us look into the way we perform the prayer. Alhamdulillah, if you ask me, how is the saf? Alhamdulillah. Are you standing close to one another, shoulder to shoulder, feet to feet? Alhamdulillah. Shukr. Even you are not used to it. And sometimes we heard people outside. No, they don't know. Sometimes they don't know who am I too. But it's good that they don't know who am I. So you are causing. They just, you know, in Al Qadim, they say there's one plane in Qadim. When they pray, they like to step people's feet. You know, wow. I was shocked. Did any one of us stepping the feet of your brother or sister? You see, people when they want to say something, they put some spices, you know, to make it more attractive. And this is also a fitna. Because we know when it comes to religion, brothers and sisters, you cannot depend on anybody. A government can fail you because they don't care about your religion. Up to you. Nafsi, nafsi. The education system also, as long as they have Islamic subject, they don't care whether you believe or not, you follow or not, it's not their problem. They just, at least I have an Islamic subject. The khutbah, as long as I give khutbah, khalas. Nobody bother about our iman today. It's up to you. It's up to us to make sure that we are strengthening our iman. What did Allah say? وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ خِيَرَةٍ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. A true believer, male or female, Allah said, when Allah and the Prophet command you to do something, He will never give any excuse except سَمِئْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. Clear cut. That's how you respond. When you have that reaction, then you know you have iman. But if you also still struggle, but too many butter. It's not helping you. If you don't know, I give one example. This morning, brother was asking me, there is a hadith that the Prophet was performing the fardu prayer with the companion, like we pray fardu prayer. With the imam after that, the Prophet normally will make zikir and then he will grab the opportunity to give advice, to give some reminder. Now while he was doing this, one guy, the latecomer, meaning it happened in the time of the Prophet, that person is the companion. Among the companion of the Prophet, you have the name that is mentioned very clear, who are very close. You have some, the name is not being mentioned. They are just the Sahaba. They are still companion. Any Muslim who lived in the time of the Prophet, who have seen the Prophet, who have learned from the Prophet, you call them Sahaba. This guy came in, he's a latecomer. He never performed his fardu prayer yet. So he gives salam to the Prophet and he went to the corner, he prayed. As a Muslim, you must pray. While he was praying, the Prophet was observing. And then after they came to the Prophet said, go and pray again. Listen. Please try to understand what I'm going to share with you. Go and pray again. He went to the corner, he performed the prayer again. After finishing it, the Prophet was watching him while he was talking to some of the companions. He was looking at that Ummah. He came back to the Prophet and said, go and pray again. But Alhamdulillah, after the third time, he got very confused. Now, he was a bit tired. Of course, you keep on doing the same thing. Now you are thinking, what went wrong with me? Have I been doing something that is not right? Then I have to repeat the prayer again and again. The beautiful part is when the Prophet said pray, they just go and pray. No further question asked. Just listen, obey, pray. The second time, again, they follow. They are not stubborn like you and me. We have a lot of things to change in within ourselves. We thought that we know better. Khalas. This is me, man. Nobody have talked to me about it. So why must you come and correct me? No. If I say you are wrong, I have no evidence, you don't have to follow. But if I'm telling this, a prophet say that you are wrong, you have no choice as a believer except thank you for the reminder. You change immediately. That shows that your iman is okay. If you still struggle, you know why we struggle, brother and sister? Look at the Prophet. He never gave up reminding them. Remind that guy. And that guy never said no. He will repeat until the third time. He wants to know what went wrong. He himself now wants to know. Then the Prophet is not going to just talk and call him to do it again, because he will make the same mistake. The Prophet show him what went wrong. Allahu Akbar. This is how our Prophet loved us. Keep on reminding his Ummah. He can just have informed me one khalas. Why must I remind? If he's stubborn, let him deal with Allah. And that is why the Prophet said again, "Kullu ummati yadkhuluna jannah." All my ummah will enter paradise. I want them to be in Jannah. He was sent to save us so that we'll go to Jannah. Do we want to go to Jannah, brothers and sisters? I only hear some of them say yes. Do we want to go to Jannah?
Yes.
You must know how to express. If Allah asks you, want to go? Of course, you are just waiting to say, yes, alhamdulillah. Ameen. Now, brothers and sisters, look at this hadith. I have mentioned the hadith many times, but I don't know whether this hadith have any impact. This is a saying of the Prophet, not saying of Hussein Yi, no. The Prophet said, "Kullu ummati yadkhuluna al-jannah illa man aba." I want my ummah to go to paradise except those who refuse to go. It caught the companion by surprise. Is there a group of Muslims? Is there the ummah of Prophet who do not want to go to paradise? The Prophet said, yes. That's why they asked the Prophet, Kila man ya'bayar. The Prophet said, Man atani dakhala jannah. Whoever obey my order, whatever I want them to do, they do. Then they'll go to Jannah. Simple. Waman asani faqad aba, rawahu Muslim. Whoever refused to follow stubborn my way. I know you have feeling, I also have feeling, brother and sister. When any food without feeling, you don't feel good. You know? Any bread with some feeling, it tastes better. We know all of us. Now, what did Allah say about our feeling? Allah is telling us in the Quran, there are a group of people, ittakhazu hawahu ilahan. Can you imagine, brother and sister? Allah is telling us, there are a group of people who worship their desire. They follow their desire. Whatever the desire want them to do, sami'na wa ta'na. They don't care. You can say anything. This is me, my feeling, my way. Then you don't have to read Fatiha. You don't have to say, ihdina siratal mustaqim. It's a waste of time. You just jump. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Then siratal ladzina an'amta. You see your prayer will be accepted or not. You must recite. Be humble. Ask for guidance. Because you want to be guided. Do we want to be guided, brother and sister?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. I love the spirit. When you say yes, there is a spirit. You know, there's no more shaitan controlling you in Ramadan. If you refuse to do that, that means you know you're having problem. No, not from the shaitan. You yourself is having problem. So please understand. Every night, I always try my level best. Whatever knowledge Allah have given me from the Quran and Sunnah, I will try my best as long as I'm still alive to remind all of us for the betterment of all of us, so that the next generation, the younger Muslim, the young imam, one day become a great imam. We have an imam, Maghrib, a very young boy. Alhamdulillah. After that, no one know that he's the imam. Because they are too young to maintain their imamship outside the prayer. They also forget that they were imam just now. Sometimes, because being children, but alhamdulillah, when I can see young people can lead, have confidence, it made me very happy. It made the parent very proud. You see, our children so young and they are ready to be an imam. Allahu Akbar. And we know in our team in Jumu'ah, every Ramadan, we have the main imam who is leading us for Qiyam tonight. And that is the main imam. The rest will be under him. I am just a reinforcement officer. Every night reminding everybody. Now I want to share with all of you, brother and sister, one beautiful saying of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And let us check. We hope there will be some improvement. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned that our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umirtu an asjuda ala sab'atin a'zum. Sab'atin a'zum. Wala akuffa thawban wala sha'ra. What is the meaning? I was been commanded to make sujood with seven parts of my body, seven parts of my limbs. We know what the seven are. Forehead, nose, one, two, hand, three, two, knee, five, and two toes, seven, on the ground. It is a command, umirtu. And then the Prophet continued by saying, and I am not supposed to tie my dress. If you have some dress, you let it go. Don't try to have a trend. I want to tie my shirt. I want to tie. No, no. Let it down. And my hair. If you have a hair, everybody have hair. Alhamdulillah. Only short and long. Ladies, you are recommended to have long hair. Men, you are recommended to keep your hair short, tidy. If you go to Umrah Hajj, shave. I know you love hair. I also love my hair. But if the Prophet loves you to shave, you shave. After that, you keep. No problem. But when you want to come and pray, the Prophet said, don't tie your hair. So everybody check this hair. You know, I don't know, it's yesterday noon. Oh, last night we have been praying also. And alhamdulillah, a brother came to me and said, they need sarung. You know what is sarung? You all know what is sarung? Alhamdulillah. Why? Because suddenly something happened to that brother. Something give way at the behind. So if he don't have sarung, he's going to create fitna. Because you must cover your aura. That's why even men, when you are performing prayer, please take care of your aura. When you make sujood, is your back exposed? If it exposed, you are not covering your aura from the beginning to the end. The covering of aura is from standing until sujood, until salam. If you wear a t-shirt, sometimes is when you stand up, it cover. When you make rukuk, behind is giving way now, exposed. There is some exposure. When you make sujood, more exposed. But the problem, you don't see. But Allah is watching all of us. So even to wear a t-shirt, make sure the t-shirt is long enough. You must. One day, I have our old jama'ah who went to Hajj with us. Very good jama'ah. And he liked to wear thawb, like all of us wear jubba, white in color. The male always white. The sister always black, example, from Saudi. Arabs is like that. No problem. Color is okay as long as you're used to it. But he forget one thing. All the Arabs who wear white jubba, their underwear is long. They have a long underwear that cover from until below the knee. This brother overlook. He wear white, and that white is a bit transparent. But he was not aware of it. From the house, he wear it and wear a Superman underwear. You know why I say Superman? Normal men don't wear like that. Because Superman wear underwear outside. Yeah, we wear underwear inside. So he came here. Immediately when he came in, when I look at him, I feel so sad. I may not blame him because he, our cover, alhamdulillah, have super underwear. But he came with the wife. You look, this is where the wife played the role. When you're going out with your husband, you also have to look at him. But maybe the wife just look at herself. So busy, he don't care about his husband, her husband. Then suddenly the husband came out, and in the public, now we feel, you know, worried. So immediately we try to give him a sarong. You say, why? I'm well dressed. Sometimes when you wear something, you don't look into yourself. Then you can see almost everything. You know, that's why the Prophet did mention, there will come a time, but he talked about the woman, they cover, but they are naked. Also for the male, you don't think that the Prophet just want to talk about the female. He addressed the female. The female always are not so careful. Especially you go to the gym, you see. The female, they were dressed like there is no more dress for them. You know? But the male, we are male, we are Muslim. Wherever we go, we are Muslim. When you go to the gym, you see a sister who is walking on a treadmill and she dressed, cover aura. MashaAllah. It's a blessing, you know why? She is proud to dress like a Muslim man wherever she is. This is me. I'm a Muslim. That's good. There's nothing wrong. Even men, sometimes you must ask. You have your aura. Cover yourself. You can be, yeah, you can be anywhere. But ittaqillah haythuma kunta. Now this is hadith. Please, in the future, if you are ready for the prayer, look at yourself. If you have long hair, then let your hair loose. Don't tie it. So that when you make sujood, your hair also will make sujood for Allah. The Prophet command you. It's not me. Help one another when you see somebody have this issue and they are not aware. They are not aware. It's not their mistake. But those who know, they have to remind one another. Inshallah, brother and sister, as long as we following the Quran and Sunnah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our prayer. If I don't remind you, Allah is going to question me. Because the Prophet said, La yambari lil alim an yaskuta ala ilmi, wa la yambari al jahil an yaskuta ala jahlihi. It is not right for people of knowledge to pretend that they don't know when they see something that is wrong. It's their duty to remind. And it's wrong for people who have no knowledge and he is stubborn, he don't care. Because if you want to follow your feeling, Allah said in the Quran, there are a group of people who worship their desire. Their desire become their God. Whatever their feeling is, they just samitna wa ta'na. It's very dangerous. It will bring to shirik. But we don't care. We don't understand what is shirik sometimes. You know the ayah that the imam was reciting in the qiyam tonight too? Allah mentioned, "Man lam yahkum bima anzalallah faulaika humul kafirun. Wa man lam yahkum bima anzalallah faulaika zalimun. Wa man lam yahkum bima anzal faulaika mul fasiqun." If you look at this ayah, almost every leader among the Muslim have failed. If you are given the authority to judge the people, the Muslim especially, and you refuse to follow. You know this must be the judgment, but you don't want to follow what Allah have revealed to you. You know, you read the Quran, you have the knowledge, but you are not following that. Out of arrogance, I don't want to follow. What did Allah said? You become a kafir. But if you don't have knowledge, you can be a fasiq. You can be a zalim. Allah revealed the wahyu, the revelation, for you to follow. He wants you to be the best. So that when you die, you meet Allah, you are ready. Because you have been following what He wants you to do, now is His turn to reward you. Khalas. So please, to all the brothers, especially brother, when you come for prayer, look at your attire, look at your hair, and make some changes. Because we are a believer. A believer, when you know this is what Prophet wants you to do, you respond, Sami'na wa ata'na. Khalas, simple as that. Now, before I end, firstly, we would like to thank the host for the iftar today. May Allah grant them more rizq and grant them health, happiness, and reward them kindly, like how they show their kindness to all of us. Number two, we have a sister whose mother just passed away last night. And the mother name is Hawa binti Muhammad Yasin. But alhamdulillah, everything, the burial all end this morning. So let us make a short prayer for the mother of Sister Pam. The name is Hawa binti Muhammad Yasin. I will recite slowly. Everybody try to follow. Okay? But before that, remember the hadith last night? Just brother recite aloud, brother first. Fadal, Bismillah. Sister. Alhamdulillah. Let us recite this dua first. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirrabbilalamin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. Innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma qfil laha warhamha wa'afiha wa'afu anha وأقرم نزولها وواسع مدخلها واغسلها بالماء والثلج والبرد ونقيها من الخطايا كما ينقى الثوب الأبيض من الدنس اللهم أبدلها دارا خيرا من دارها وأهلا خيرا من أهلها وزوجا خيرا من زوجها اللهم أدخلها جنتك وأعذها من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرها ولا تدلنا بعدها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. This is the prayer taught by our Prophet to all of us when somebody passed away and you know, then don't forget to pray for them. At least so that when we pass away one day, may the Muslim Ummah pray for our soul. This is something that Allah have granted the Muslim Ummah wherever you are. We also pray for all the Muslims who have passed away, whether we know them or not, they are our family. Yeah, especially people who have been killed in Gaza, we never forget them. It's very wrong for you to forget them. But you must not forget yourself. That is our duty to remember all our fellow Muslims wherever they are, young and old, male and female. Don't forget to ask Allah to forgive us, especially in this great month, Ramadan al-Mubarak. Brother and sister, because we love all of you a lot for the sake of Allah, and we want all of us to stay strong together, following the Quran and the Sunnah. If we love our Prophet, like the Prophet said, none of you can be a true believer until you love me more than you love anyone, even your father, your mother, your children, and even yourself. You must love him first. And that's why we need to memorize some of the saying of a Prophet. You have passed the first saying, La darara wa la dirar. Let me add the second one tonight. I always choose the easiest one, don't worry. Yeah? Because our life is very short. All the hadiths I'm going to share with you are short, short hadiths. Yeah? If you don't like to memorize, then you know your love towards the Prophet is very weak. Listen carefully. Da ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Habis. So simple. Ready? Ready?
Yes.
Alhamdulillah. Da ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Da ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Continue. Sister Oni. For those who have memorized, help the others. For those who are struggling, don't worry. As long as you have the intention to memorize it, inshallah, Allah make it easy. So for those who have memorized, it's your duty to help the others. Lastly, let us do it together. Da ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. That means abandon, stay away anything that you have doubts, and move towards something that there is no doubt. Gray areas, stay away. Understand that? Alhamdulillah. Do you see something new in this hall tonight? What is that? Oh, mashallah. May Allah reward the brother who have upgrade our screen here using projector. Now we have the next level. Yeah. So that's how we want to improve. Iman to taqwa. So see you all tomorrow night again. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika wa tabarakasmuka. Is that what? No. Good. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.